broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and joining us for the show today from Ultra Touch Cleaning, John Smith, from the Suwanee Dental Care, Dr. Bill Williams, and from Reinvent Yourself Seminars, Marie Fratoni. Let's start with our first guest this morning on Gwinnett Business Radio, John Smith from Ultra Touch Cleaning, and welcome to the program. And first question, I guess, tell us all about your business and what you do.
Well, good morning, everyone. Mike said, I am John with Ultra Touch Cleaning. We provide residential, commercial, turnkey cleaning, cleaning with foreclosures, hoarders, and we also like to specialize in crime scene cleanup.
What areas of Atlanta do you cover? Do you work all throughout the Atlanta area, or do you specialize mostly in Gwinnett?
I would say majority is Gwinnett County. We do offer in Forsyth, North Fulton. We do have a couple in Cherokee and Cobb County, but mainly Gwinnett County.
You mentioned residential cleaning. You do just light touch-ups. I mean, if someone has a regular house, but all the way up to, you mentioned hoarders.
Yes, we have experienced hoarders in the past, and unfortunately that is a special area to help with. It is extensive cleaning. You also have to know their background, why they are a hoarder. But as far as the regular residential homes, we specialize in any custom cleanings. It doesn't matter how small the home is or how large it is, we tackle on the job.
I'm sure you have some stories to tell. Tell us, whether it maybe be a hoarding story or one of the cleanups that you've had that's very memorable.
Definitely a hoarder hoarding cleanup. It just a two level of a house, what's considered of a 3-bedroom, 2-bath on the top level, and on the main level was your living room, your basic living areas: living room, dining room, laundry room, kitchen areas. And unfortunately, it took us literally 3 days. 8 to 10 hours just to get the home in order before we can actually clean in there.
Talk about how you got involved in this business and how long you've been doing it.
It's been 20 years already, thanks to my parents, my stepmom, who's in the turnkey industry. And of course, with the background, I always had to come home and make sure your rooms are clean, make sure this is clean. So I stuck with it. I have a passion for it. I love it, and I will probably do it till I can't do it no more.
So your mom getting on you to clean your room, and what do you know? It turns into a career.
Right.
What do you enjoy most about what you do?
I think the most thing is to see the before and after, and it just gives you that vibrant feeling of that customer comes home like, oh, my God, my house smells so good. It looks so clean. When are you coming again?
Has there ever been a time where you saw a project, you were called in, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a challenge?
Yes, we have. Matter of fact, over this past summer, we dealt with foreclosures. And unfortunately, you don't know what you're going to get when you walk in that front door, to piles and piles of trash, paint all over the carpet. Unfortunately, with pets or any type of animals living there, it's a big surprise.
For the regular residents, and we're talking with John Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning, for the homeowner that would like to someone come in maybe once or twice a week, how do you schedule that? Do you have it where the residents need to be at home, or can you do that when they're at work? How does that work?
We are very flexible with their schedule. The unfortunate part, we don't clean in the evenings, but we do accommodate their schedules with our schedules. We find a match. They do not have to be at home. All our employees are background checked, drug tested on a regular basis, not just a one-time, ordeal. So that customer does feel comfortable with us coming in there, even though we're strangers. But we also build that relationship that we become family.
You've mentioned that you've been in the industry for about 20 years now. What separates you from the other companies that provide the same service?
I think the biggest, actually a couple things, is the fact that we're consistent with our work. And at the end, the customer is happy, and we build that relationship to where we become family. Just to see that, it doesn't matter if it's an elderly person or somebody young, or we just build that relationship, and it's an ongoing process.
What would you say, ask or tell the homeowner that thinks that maybe, you know, my home is actually clean? Because I would like to think that my home is actually clean. You'd probably walk in and go, no, and you'd show me some areas that I'm not familiar with that I need to be keeping clean. What are some areas where people need to be cleaning? And talk a little bit about that.
The biggest areas, and I'm laughing because of that, even my own home, I don't like dusting or cleaning baseboards. Blinds are a big issue, and I do try to educate the customer, especially like vents in your home, your air conditioning vents, that does play a big factor in the dust that comes into your home and settles. Ceiling fans, windows. So they're just a few little things that people don't like to do or don't even think of even cleaning.
Mm-hmm. How do you find new business? I mean, how do you, you know, add new customers?
I do majority of the legwork. I market, I guess the old-fashioned way, go to the door-to-door. Doesn't matter if it's an office complex or a residential complex. I just go out there and hand out my cards that have been specially made for us. We have signs on our vehicles, so we do get the calls from the vehicles. And I do like to mention that Pinnacle Custom Sign does an awesome job on our artwork, so kudos to them.
Oh, very good. Don Conklin, the owner, was here just last week. Talk about the toughest challenge of running and owning your own business.
Ooh,
you know, when you work for yourself, you probably work harder and more hours than you ever would for anybody else.
That is correct. Having the consistency and making sure everybody's on the same page, you know, crossing your T's, dotting your I's, and to make sure your employees understand the concept of not only having somebody's home clean, but also the background work that's involved with running a business.
If somebody were interested in finding out what you do and how it works and how much it costs, is there a consultation that you do usually beforehand?
I do prefer a consultation, and it is free. I travel to the home, I travel to the office or the project site, talk with the owner of the property or whoever's involved with it, and we discuss all areas that need to be covered, even though we are thorough and do the same thing over and over. That we are on the same page to make sure we're covering what we're supposed to be doing.
Do you have different levels of service that you provide? I assume one size doesn't fit all. It just depends on the size of the home and exactly what they want cleaned.
Size of the home, and also a lot depends on their budget. We want to make sure we are covering what we're supposed to be doing, but also maintain into their budget, which is really important.
Talking with John Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning. You also do some commercial work or for some businesses.
Yes, sir.
Talk about some of those clients and how that's going for you.
With the commercial side, we don't do the industrial warehouses, but we have in the past. We do small offices like dentist office, CPAs, insurance agents. Those can be a little bit more challenging, especially coming to somebody's office. They have their desks just so, or their papers scattered everywhere. You just want to make sure we're not interrupting their, you know, their deal for the day.
I understand you do some cleaning consulting. Tell us all about that. What does that mean?
Cleaning consulting, unfortunately for us, there's a lot of competitors out there, and I'm probably one of the oddballs out there. I don't mind consulting another cleaning firm of what they can do better to help them or their employees. I do have a special friend. Matter of fact, she's here with us, and I'm doing the same thing for her. She has her own cleaning company, and I'm helping her with all the aspects of what you need to start a business down to all the way to her clients.
So the guest that you brought today is actually a competitor of yours.
Yes, sir.
So you're either the nicest person in the world or just a little crazy, like you said.
Probably crazy.
Where do you see your business maybe 5 years from now?
I hope within 5 years, not hope, it's going to come true. I'm very positive about it, that I'm going to be one of those big cleaning firms out there, not only to take on all the homes, our offices, but to continue to help other cleaning firms out there.
All right. For those that want to find out more about your company and maybe touch base with you and get an estimate, what's the best way to reach out to you?
My cell phone is on at 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. My phone number is 404-787-8003. And please check out our website. It is www.ultratouchcleaning.com.
Now, do you have any before and after pictures on the website?
We sure do.
Great. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, John Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning. Our next guest now on Gwinnett Business Radio is Dr. Bill Williams. He's the founder and senior managing dentist with Suwanee Dental Care. Good morning, Dr. Williams. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to be here on Gwinnett X Radio.
Dr. Williams, Suwanee Dental Care, located in Suwanee at Suwanee Dam Road and Peachtree Industrial. Before I get into some specific questions, tell us about your business, how long you've been there, and the things that you do there.
Okay, well, I'd be glad to. First of all, it's Valentine's Day, and I want to send out happy Valentine's wishes to my wife, who's home recuperating from knee surgery today.
Oh, okay.
So I've been in Suwanee since 1997. We came from Stone Mountain, where I'd practiced 23 years. Now in Suwanee, we have a four-man group practice, dental practice. And it's just been a meteoric rise from the time we came to Suwanee till today. It's been a great, wonderful place to live, work, and play.
And is that why you picked Suwanee? I mean, you could have obviously taken your practice anywhere. Why Suwanee? Why Gwinnett County?
Well, it was interesting that we kind of made a business decision, and we went and considered every corner between Covington and Cumming, looked at every crossroads and said, okay, the place to go is Gwinnett County, and it's the corner of Suwanee Dam and Peachtree Industrial. In 1997, that was destined to be the biggest, fastest-growing zip code in America the next year. And so we did good demographic surveys and work, and it turned out that Suwanee was the place to be.
Well, you did your research, and you've been very successful here. Gwinnett's been very good to you. What do you owe your success to?
Well, we established type of practice that's uncommon, and I believe in comprehensive dentistry, where we have everything under one roof, and I practice all 10 disciplines of dentistry. In other words, if you need orthodontics, if you need root canals, implants, oral surgery, we do it all in one place. And a lot of people appreciate not having to go and be referred. Trying to build a referral relationship seems to be difficult for some people. When they're referred out, they just don't trust. And so I have a lot of patients who trust me implicitly to do what I do for them. So we get a lot of referrals from all over the United States, from out of this country even, because people understand that if it's taken care of by one person who knows everything about them, they can get better care.
Now, I've actually been to your office. I've seen the waiting room. I've been inside, you know, where you do the work. It's unlike any other dental office I've ever been to. Tell us what we'll find, what we'll see when we come to Suwanee Dental Care.
Yeah, a long time ago I had a poster on my wall that it had about 15 green apples and one red apple in the middle, and it said, "Dare to be different." And I've always promoted that was kind of a flair of mine, that I was always willing to and interested in being seen as different. And so in Suwanee, Georgia, I brought a little patch of Albuquerque and Tucson and Phoenix to Georgia. So I have a cactus garden outside as you pull in the parking lot. And when you walk in the door, you see some saddles mounted on the wall. You see some artwork from the southwestern United States, Indian artifacts from the Cherokee, the Apache, the Arapaho. And so our whole office is done up in Southwest art.
It's almost like going into a museum when you walk in your office there. Not only do you have the Southwestern flair, but I've seen stuff from Africa and throughout the world. You do a lot of traveling, some mission work. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, about 2001, I went on my first mission to Kenya, to Africa. And we've been going every year since that time. We've been on about 15 mission trips, taking teams over for dentistry, medicine, spiritual development, water projects, hunger projects. So we've gone to Australia the last 2 years. We've been to Honduras a couple of years. So we've expanded our base beyond Kenya.
So it goes beyond just your dental practice. I mean, you things that you love, you've been able to bring in. But from some of the notes I understand, you actually do some work overseas to help other folks that maybe are less fortunate.
Right, right. We take teams over and we'll build a community center, a church. We built a hospital in Kenya. We go back and work in it every year. We have an ongoing presence there. We had missionaries that actually went on short-term missions with us, and then they got so attracted to Kenya, they went and lived there for 4 years. And we had our team on the ground, you might say.
Wow, that's amazing. You've done so much. You've traveled so much. You do so much around the world. You're very diverse, and you were talking before we went on the air that you do some marketing and some consulting for marketing, and I noted here that you're a certified trainer in guerrilla marketing.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, Jay Conrad Levinson is one of my heroes, and he trained me to be a guerrilla marketer a while back, and certified trainer, so I teach other dentists how to be successful by employing something I learned back in 1997, 98, when I first came to Suwannee. You know, I had no Yellow Page ad in the book when I first came to Suwannee because I was here in the middle of the year before the Yellow Pages was going to open up again. And so I started an internet website back in 97, and that was a little bit rare.
Yeah.
And I was a webmaster. And so I developed it over time, and we were dominating the internet for Atlanta dentistry for the first 10 years of the internet's presence. We were the only one on or the number one on. So we developed a thing called web-centric marketing, and I employed tools that I learned from Jay Conrad Levinson out of his book, Guerrilla Marketing. And so I just tell people what I do that worked to grow our practice to the level that was beyond average.
Now, you've been in the field for quite some time. Talk about your background, Dr. Williams, and we're talking with Dr. Bill Williams with Suwannee Dental Care. Talk about your background and what led you to this field.
To dentistry?
Yes.
Well, I was sitting in a Dunkin' Donuts with my dad back when I was in the 11th grade in Memphis, Tennessee. And we were talking between medicine and dentistry, and we kind of did a Ben Franklin balance sheet. You get to go home at night. You get to stay at the hospital and work. You have to go in and start surgery at 5 o'clock in the morning when the OR is open, or you get to start at 8 o'clock normal hours. And no weekends, some weekends. So it's real clear I want to be a dentist, not a physician. I went to the Medical College of Georgia after I finished at Auburn University, and I was in the fourth graduating class at the medical college 38 years ago.
That's amazing. Was your father in the field? What did your father do?
He was a veterinarian, actually. He had been in pre-dentistry at Auburn before the war. He went to the Second World War, came back, and decided to work on animals instead of humans.
Well, they have a great school there. Auburn is known for their vet school, by the way.
That's right.
What is your favorite part of the job? I mean, obviously, you have a great relationship with your patients, but what's maybe your favorite part of the job, your favorite procedure to do as well?
Well, we're really focused highly on dental implants. Right now, I've been doing dental implants for 25 years, and I've actually had an implant in my mouth for 26 years, and that's how I got interested in implants, is I got my first one when I was missing a baby tooth, the permanent tooth under the baby tooth, and the baby tooth came out when I was 36 years old. So I said, it's time to replace that tooth, and the best option was an implant as opposed to any other procedure, like a bridge. So I trained with the Mission Institute and the American Academy of Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry, all the required courses. It's such an important part of our practice now that I even teach lay seminars to the public about dental implants because there's such a lack of information that's been out there, and now it's so popular people need to know about it.
You have some other partners at Suwannee Dental Care. Why don't you tell us about them and what they specialize in?
You know, you can't do it all by yourself. And so I have some really wonderful associates that work with me. We're all equal together in the practice. Dr. Jeremy Smith is a Pankey graduate, which is one of the highest restorative dental academies. And he's been with me for a long time. And we work together extremely well. Then there's Dr. Blaise Golick and Chad Schalk, who are fairly new. They've been there 1 or 2 years. And they were recruited out of a residency program that I attended the master track course with the director of the residency, and I picked them because they were trained in IV sedation and implants. Very highly trained, very exquisitely meticulous dentist. We have a great working relationship together, and if I leave the office, they can take care of the things that I'm not able to do if I'm not present because I teach other dentists part-time.
That's amazing how, you know, we've got two guests here today that are teaching other dentists or teaching other cleaners how to do their jobs. That's great. They're great consultants as well. A lot of folks especially, you know, kids might be afraid of going to the dentist. A lot of adults that just don't go on a regular basis. What would you say to the parents of the children, and what would you say to the adults out there that just, you know, I don't think I need to go. I went 3 years ago. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, treating phobias and phobic people are one of my favorite things to do, because what I found was that after they become my patients, they lose their phobia. We have some special techniques and training that allows us to overcome any fear. That's very huge for folks that always thought they could never get over their fears. We have oral conscious sedation. We have nitrous oxide. We have the IV sedation. But what's really interesting is something called NUCOM, which is electronic anesthesia. You kind of dial out the anxiety with some kind of new age stuff, as far as you put a little electrode on your ear, you put some dark glasses on your eyes, you put some headphones on, and it's special music that drowns out and gives you that kind of a sleep state. So it's non-drug anesthesia.
Wow. It's amazing with the technology and everything advancing. If you think just back 20 years ago, back when you got involved in the practice, how it's changed and evolved from just when you started. Where do you see the technology going for dentists? You know, what's next, and what's the next big thing? I mean, for a while, and it still is, maybe the teeth whitening has been a huge and popular thing for a lot of folks. What do you see some of the next great and best things coming up down the horizon?
Well, I've been using lasers for 20 years or more, but most dentists don't. And what we have is an evolution of laser technology, and I'm able to drill teeth without drills using the laser. I'm able to do bone surgery, gum surgery with lasers. And we're able now to even do root canals with lasers. And there's things about the laser that nothing else can match as far as the efficiency and effectiveness of eliminating problems. Say, inside a root canal, it just kind of eliminates all the infection by just kind of vibrating like photoacoustic waves, vibrating out the bad infection.
Wow.
Amazing stuff.
That is amazing. Where do you see your business? You know, you are the founder of the company. Where do you see your business 5 years from now? What are your plans to grow the business? Or are you happy where it's at right now? Or, you know, do you have some big plans for the future?
I think where we are right now is a wonderful place to be. And I took a game plan at Swanee to grow from zero to the size of four dentists. And I felt like four dentists was the ideal size for our space. We have 15 operatories, have 24 staff members. And I think four dentists is perfect. And our goal right now is to maintain and improve the level of service at that one location.
And by the way, I want you to go ahead and talk about, you have a waiting room there, but it's got some neat things in there to relax folks. Tell us what some of the neat things that you have there.
Yeah, well, actually, we have two waiting rooms in our practice, and because we expanded and we have 9,000 square feet of space, it's a very luxurious space, a little overkill for most dental practices, but hey, it's okay. we took one of our waiting rooms and made it for specially for just adults, and it has two massage chairs in there where you can go in and get free massages. We have a hand waxing station where you can go in and get your hand waxed, and we're not putting any spas out of business, but, you know, we want to think that it's a little bit better, a little bit different. And what we tell people is you need to come early and stay late because the amenities are so good.
I'm thinking you might have people just walk in that my appointment's tomorrow, but just wanted to wait in the waiting room a little bit.
I talk about people using that room whenever they feel like they need a stress break.
That's great. That is wonderful. Go ahead and give your contact information as far as the address, the website, all that for folks that want to find out more about you and hopefully become a future client of yours.
Yeah, we would love to have anyone drop by and become a client. Our website is swaneedental.com. Our phone number is 770-614-7300. And you can always reach me at my email, drwilliams@swaneedental.com. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about all the great things you're doing in the community. You've been very supportive of the professional sports teams in Gwinnett County. Talk about all the stuff you're doing within Gwinnett County.
Yeah, it turns out this weekend is the 10th anniversary celebration for the Gwinnett Gladiators, their 10th anniversary here in Gwinnett. And we've been the team dentist ever since they inaugurated back 10 years ago. We're also the team dentist for the Georgia Forest. We've been team dentists for several of the high schools around here, North Gwinnett and others around. I worked with the North Gwinnett Schools Foundation quite a bit, and we were a platinum sponsor for a lot of their programs for a number of years.
I could not let you go without doing a follow-up question about the hockey team, because you think of hockey players, you think of them getting their teeth knocked out. Have you had that situation where you've had to work? I know today they wear the mouth guards. It might not be as bad as it was in the old days, but have you had some cases where the players came in and, you know, tooth was, you know, that was there yesterday, is not there today?
You bet. You bet. Well, here's the thing. For years and years, we never had a player lose a tooth if he was wearing his mouth guard. And it was very consistent. If they were without the mouth guard and they got hit by the puck, the hockey stick, or the ice, they lost teeth or they broke teeth. None of my players did until last year. But what happened was he was wearing his mouth guard, he got hit severely, and he broke several teeth off. If he had not been wearing his mouth guard, he would have lost about 7 or 8 teeth instead of just broken one or two.
Wow.
So it saved him from major injury.
That is one heck of a hit, then, that he must have taken. Dr. Williams, thank you so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Dr. Billy Williams with Swanee Dental Care. Now joining us on the program is Marie Fratoni. Marie is a regular contributor to Gwinnett Business Radio. She's the owner of Reinvent Yourself Seminars and, as I said, a regular contributor to the show. In honor of Valentine's Day, Marie, today let's talk about reinventing your relationships. If someone's not happy with their relationship, how can they reinvent it?
Well, good morning and happy Valentine's Day, Mike. Reinvent yourself. Reinvent your relationships is one of the aspects of people's lives that we help people reinvent. It could be with themselves. It could be with a situation where maybe they haven't been dating or not married and are considering putting their feet back in the pond, so to speak. And really helping them create what it is that they want for themselves. You know, relationships are very big, and we have all kinds of relationships. So, you know, there's a way to reinvent everyone's relationship, including our relationship with ourselves.
We've talked about reinventing yourself when it comes to your career or your job, and now we're talking about reinventing yourself as far as a relationship. Relationships, I would think, are very healthy. For someone that maybe doesn't have a relationship right now, would there be some kind of advice that you might give them?
Yeah, what I would do is I would just get in a conversation and really ask them, is that something that they is missing from their life, and if they would want to create that. And if they do, then we just use the strategies that we would employ in any other area of their life to create that for them, to really identify, to do some planning, to do some researching, to do some playing, to do some flirting, and get out there and start the juices flowing, so to speak, to see what might be there.
So a lot of it would be is probably just in their own heads as far as doing the right thing. People like to make excuses. Oh, I'm too old, I'm not pretty enough, or whatever it may be. But a lot of it is just getting them in the right mind.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the people that probably come to me are somewhat in the older stage of life, and they've either been through relationships, maybe they've had a spouse die or pass on, or their marriage ended in divorce. And I think they're fearful. They're afraid. They don't want to know if they want to go through some of the pain and the heartache that they might have received, you know, in that past relationship. And there are some things that I can do with them to help alleviate those fears and, you know, move beyond petrification, if you will, for getting out there.
For someone to have a healthy, positive relationship with somebody else, they first have to have that healthy, positive relationship with themselves. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think we have to take a look at who we are and what we bring to the table in a relationship. And I always teach people that like energies attract. And so whatever we have in a relationship that comes to us is exactly what it is that we've been sort of, you know, our radio antenna has been emitting, and that we're bringing to us that which we are. So it's very important to really look at who we are in the matter of relationships and what we might either do, be, or have about our life that would bring on the right person.
Jean, your ears seem to have perked up over there when we started talking about relationships. You guys are like moving around a lot over there. Do you have any questions or something?
Absolutely.
Okay. You want to go ahead and ask your question?
Yes, I would love to ask my question. Miss Marie, I would like to consider myself as a helpless romantic. Okay, it's Valentine's Day. Everyone really wants to find love. Where do I find love? Do you suggest online dating or connecting with a friend of a friend? Where do we find love for the helpless romantic people like myself?
Well, I'm going to give you a big answer to a question. And I would say love is everywhere. And I think what it is that you might want to do for fun and practice today is be love everywhere you go.
Okay.
Bring it. Just bring it. Go to Quick Trip, get a cup of coffee, bring the server some love. Smile. You have a great smile. Share your love through your eyes. You know, love your animals. Love the one you're with. It's everywhere.
That should be a song.
Yes.
You think so, huh? there's all kinds of places where you can actually, you know, work to start dating. And that's a big conversation. But I think, first of all, is to be the space of love so that it finds you.
Good advice.
And then maybe nothing you have to do differently.
Just be
the space of love.
See, Jean, there's a reason you brought your friend today. We're making a connection here in the studio. How about reinventing your marriage? Sometimes if that marriage goes a little stale, you need to maybe do a little reinvention there.
Yeah, I was working with somebody a while back, and she's got a major corporate job, and we're doing a lot of work in helping her create success in areas. But one of the things that she's on the road a lot, and she doesn't always get to see her kids, and she doesn't get to see her husband. And so we've been really working on some ways. I just ask empowering questions. They really know what's missing. They really know what they can do. But it's putting in some structures and some things where you simply, a tool to create love is your calendar, is to schedule it, just like you would to go to the gym or a business meeting or something like that. Sometimes people need to go away and they need to recommit to their relationship. They want to get down and have a conversation about where they are, what's the state of their relationship today, what they want to create for their future. Just as we're asking, you know, businesses, where do you see yourself in 5 years? That's a very viable question to ask as a couple. And the couple defines that. And there's lots of resources for couples and lots of ways to bring adventure to a marriage bring joy to a marriage and just reignite that commitment and that fire.
So it's not as if they have to make major, major changes. It's just getting someone like yourself maybe to make them see what they need to do and just, you know, give them an action plan.
Yeah, I think the work that I do is really about teaching people strategies to create consistent success in all areas of their life while maintaining health and well-being. And relationship is just one of the areas of life that everyone has, whether they're in an active relationship or not. And so we can really look at how do we balance and how do we get ourselves in every area to a 10. And sometimes people, their career is rocking, their friends are rocking, their fun is rocking, but there's not relationship. And if you are looking at the wheel of life, they might have a bit of a bumpy ride.
All right. We're talking with Marie Fratoni, the owner of Reinvent Yourself Seminars. And today, because of Valentine's Day, we're talking about reinventing your relationship. Marie, you're also a partner here on the show. Can I call you Dr. Ruth from now on?
That's great. Yeah. Dr. Marie.
For those that want to reach out to you, not really just about relationships, but also about their careers or anything else in life, give us your contact information.
Well, sure. You can go to my website, which is www.reinventyourselfseminars.com. And you can reach me at 770-480-6839.
All right, Marie, thank you so much, and we'll see you again next week.
All right, happy Valentine's Day.
You too, Marie. Marie Fratoni with Reinvent Yourself Seminars. Also, our thanks to Dr. Bill Williams with Swanee Dental Care, and as well to Jean Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.